This is TWiT.
We asked the question rhetorically. Did Google hide a quote, major, unquote, Google Plus security flaw that exposed users' personal information? The headlines about this were breathless.
Yeah.
Google hid major Google Plus security flaw that exposed users' personal information. Google Plus shutting down after bug leaks info of 500,000 accounts. Google to shut down Google Plus after failing to disclose user data breach. Google is shutting down Google Plus after a secret potential data leak. Google Plus to shut down after cover-up of data exposing bug. Okay, so what happened? Given what Google's own security research auditors found, which is who found this back in March, and given all of the deliberately privacy-constrained information Google had at their disposal, which is not much because they were deleting it on purpose to protect users, I think they've acted responsibly and appropriately. The controversy here is that the Wall Street Journal caught wind of this discovery of theirs back in March, which Google fixed because they're and didn't say anything about at the time, because Google, despite looking for any evidence that anybody else knew of this bug, was unable to find it. Since their logs were incomplete, they couldn't be absolutely sure it had never been used, but they had no reason to believe it had been. So yesterday, the VP of engineering posted under Project Strobe, says that the posting is protecting your data, improving our third-party APIs, and sunsetting consumer Google Plus. And of course, we've talked about Google Plus. I know you guys on,
I used to love it. Yeah,
yeah, but you know, kind of just was one of those things that never got off the ground.
No. It was there, you know, they really put all their all the wood behind the arrows there. They even gave people bonuses 1 year based on Google's social success, because they were trying to stop Facebook, but it didn't take off.
Yeah.
And then once it was neglected, as any social network does, it became spam and porno.
Yep, yep. And very much like MySpace.
Yeah.
Is like,
yeah.
Kind of like, just, okay.
Yeah.
So from their announcement, I pulled a few relevant bits. So they wrote, at the beginning of this year, we started an effort called Project Strobe, a root and branch. And I'm thinking, what? Is that like soup to nuts? I guess so. But that's a root and branch.
A corporate term of art.
That's what that review of third-party developer access to Google account and Android device data, and of our philosophy around apps data access. So that's all good. This project, they wrote, looked at the operation of our privacy controls, platforms where users were not engaging with our APIs because of concerns around data privacy, areas where developers may have been granted overly broad access, and other areas in which our policies should be tightened. So, like, you know, a very what we want from Google focused, self-imposed audit of their stuff. So they say, they continue, our review showed that our Google Plus APIs and the associated controls for consumers are challenging to develop and maintain. And I didn't dig in enough to know what that means. That sounds like, you know, corporate speak for we didn't do it right, or it's hard to do it right. I don't know.
APIs are hard.
Yeah. Tell me. Anyway, underlying this, as part of our Project Strobe audit, we discovered a bug in one of the Google Plus People APIs. Okay, so now here's what we know. They wrote, users can grant access to their profile data and the public profile information of their friends to Google Plus apps via the API. The bug meant that apps also had access to profile fields that were shared with the user but not marked public. So these were meant to be kept private. So they were user-provided fields that the user was not meant, that did not intend to share publicly.
So I'll give you an example of what those are, because as soon as this came out, I went to my Google Plus profile, which I set up ages ago. And there's mostly public stuff, your links, your, you know, stuff. And there were two things in there that were private. One was my personal phone number, and one was my address. I have no idea why I put my personal phone number and address in there, because they weren't publicly viewable, but maybe there was something. I think
may have been for account recovery at the time.
Could be, or there were layers of sharing. I think there were. I can't remember. So, worst case, I mean, nobody's putting a credit card number in there.
Yes, and actually you can't.
Right.
Google explains this data is limited to static, optional Google Plus profile fields, and they said including name, email address, occupation, gender, and age. Then in their posting they gave a full link. And it is worth noting that there is some additional stuff that's a little more worrisome. The full list contains a lot more. There is birthday, profile photo, relationship status, current and previous employers with dates, places previously lived, and skill sets.
Yeah, I don't know why you put those in if they're super secret. I'm not sure. Maybe there was some incentive to do that, but.
So Google says it does not include any other data you may have posted or connected to Google Plus or any other service like Google Plus posts, messages, Google account data, phone numbers. Well, except in your case,
I had one public number and one private number in there.
Right. Or G Suite content. Then they say, we discovered and immediately patched this bug in March of 2018. We believe it occurred after launch, and I should mention that's 2015, so it had been present for years, as a result of the API's interaction with a subsequent Google Plus code change. They said, we made Google Plus with privacy in mind, and therefore keep this API's log data for only 2 weeks, which in this case turns out to have been a double-edged sword. They say that means we cannot confirm which users may have been impacted by this bug. However, we ran a detailed analysis over the 2 weeks prior to patching the bug, meaning they had those 2 weeks of previous log data. And from that analysis, the profiles of up to 500,000 Google Plus accounts were potentially affected. And that's a key word. Our analysis showed that up to 438 applications may have used the so-called People API. And then they conclude, we found no evidence that any developer was aware of this bug or abusing the API, and we found no evidence that any profile data was misused. So, I think they have behaved responsibly. Unfortunately, look what happens when an uncritical reading of the details gets loose. And so, given that, and apparently the Wall Street Journal reported that they got a hold of internal memoranda which suggested that Google was concerned that Sundar would be yanked in front of a congressional committee a la Facebook and the abuse of Facebook's private information and all kind of lumped into one mess back in March they had said, we found a bug that we have no evidence was misused, but it could have been, and it could have affected up to 500,000 Google Plus users' private data. Again, an uncritical understanding of this even now led to those headlines. So I think Google did the right thing.